Why do some grow up men and others grow up wimps? Teach your boys to be men.
Now, a fella said to me that day, he said, well, I'm thinking about getting married. I said, you are? He said, yes. I said, where do you live? He said, I live with mom and dad. I said, what kind of vehicle do you have? He said, well, I'm driving dad's truck. I said, what kind of job have you got? He said, well, I was working for my uncle, but he laid me off. And I said, when you get married, what kind of vehicle are you going to use to go on your honeymoon with? And where are you going to live when you bring your bride back home? And where are you going to buy groceries? And she's going to be pregnant. You're going to have to see a doctor, have that baby delivered, maybe need some medicine. Where are you going to get all that money? Oh, I think I'll get a good job. I said, son, you're not yet ready to get married. You ain't ready to think about getting married. You're not a man. I said, until you become a man, don't even consider it. You're still a boy. Well, I'm 23 years old. I said, you're a boy. You'll always be a boy until you can face responsibility and make a way for yourself in life. We live in a time when men are not being made by society. Just this morning, I was riding along with a fellow, talking to him, and he said, you know, when my wife came along when she was young, when she was just 12 years old, her parents made her buy all her clothes. And he said she had to babysit and do other chores for people to get the money. And then she had to learn to ration her money out because she wouldn't have any new clothes to wear. That's the only way she could get her clothes. And she came from a rather wealthy family, by the way. And he said her and her brother both were raised that way. And now his wife is very frugal. That means she doesn't go out and waste the money that he makes. She saves the money, and she is wise in the way she furnishes the house, buying secondhand stuff if she can find it and that sort of thing. And so he and his wife get along just wonderfully and have no problem with finances, even though they're not making a lot of money yet, young couple. He said, but you know, she has a younger brother that was born 10 years after the last child, came along when the couple were quite a bit older. He said, by that time, they had kind of gotten the grandparent mentality rather than the parent mentality. And they relaxed. They didn't make him buy his clothes. They gave him an allowance. Now, you know, when you give kids an allowance, you are a Democrat. When you give kids an allowance, then you are a socialist. You're into the welfare program. Kids should work and earn every dime they get. Now, he said that younger brother was given what he needed. He was furnished with a computer and TV and whatever else that he might need, and clothes and skateboards and bicycles were bought for him. And he said now that he's grown, he's a lazy bum that cannot get a job and hold it and cannot work, and still living with mama. I remember one time years and years ago, a man came to me. The woman came to me. And she said, my son just will not work. He must have been 28 or 30 years old at that time. Said he just won't work and hold down a job. By the way, he was very bright, very intelligent person. And she said, he just lives at home. What should I do? I said, it's real easy. I said, I can give you a real easy answer for that. I said, I'll tell you something that'll cure him completely. She said, what's that? I said, change the lock on your door. And when he comes home in the evening, tell him he doesn't live there anymore and put all his clothes on the front porch and tell him he's on his own. She said, but I couldn't do that. I said, I know, and that's the reason he's going to stay a sissy and a weakling and never be a man, is because you love him too much and you're not willing to do the tough thing and allow him to be a man. I said, the reason he's the way he is because you've harbored him, protected him, kept him from being hurt, kissed his wounds, and made sure he had every need met. You've not allowed him to be the man and provide for himself. She didn't do it, just as I knew she wouldn't. And I saw him not long ago. He stayed a sissy, a wimp all of his life. He'll die an old wimp, and his kids will all be little wimps, because he doesn't know, he never learned himself what it meant to be a man. Now, it's wonderful if you have parents that constrain you, young man, constrain you to work, constrain you to be responsible. It's a lesson that you will inevitably learn how to be a man. You can't help it. You may gripe. You may complain. You may say, make my brother do it. You may say, I did that yesterday. You may say, I did it right. And your daddy will say, you didn't, go out and do it again. But it's making a man out of you. Because employers are that way. That's what an employer will do. Or if you go to working for somebody as a contractor, you'll do it right. And they'll say, I don't like it. Tear it up and do it again. Repaint it. Rebuild it. You'll have to do it to get your check. Some of you may be blessed to have a daddy who makes you face responsibility. You girls the same way, you know. Girls need to learn to work too and be responsible. And your mother will give you chores and jobs and teach you to do things that you just get tired of doing and you just feel like she's just using you. And sometimes parents do use daughters. That's a wonderful thing to have them, that you can use them. And it's a wonderful thing to have sons that get big enough where you can use them. You can't have two parents taking care of 10 kids. The kids have to turn around and take care of the parents at some point. So that's a wonderful thing. But a lot of young men never had fathers who taught them to be men. Their fathers were passive and loving and gentle and kind and wussies. And so the boy grows up to be dependent, grows up to expect everybody to provide for him and meet his needs. He's a softy. He likes to play ball. He likes to get out and ride his bicycle. But he feels like he's being abused if you ask him to work.
We hope this has blessed you today, wherever you are. As always, remember to check out our special deals on books and CDs and more on our website.